Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. I win. What?
First of all, the conditions in which we were doing the experiment were garbage.
Okay, dude.
Okay, we didn't have hot water. It was lukewarm at the most. That was issue number one. And then, I mean, that freezer, it was cold, but it wasn't like...
You're the one who told me it'd only take 2 minutes.
Yes, it normally only takes 2 minutes, dude.
I don't think that's true.
That is true. And then Jay Figs trying to go, you know.
Marcos, you bartend at the improv?
I have bartended.
Okay,
yes.
So how long do you guys keep those frosty mugs frosty?
He's lying.
Quite some time. Yeah.
And
you keep them in there.
When do you do when you run out?
Well, before you run out, you start putting some in there because you know it
exactly.
takes quite
exactly.
some time.
It's a, it,
if
you
you're
know,
a good bartender.
You don't. Yeah,
I don't drink beer.
Huh.
Big mistake.
Except for Berry Monkey.
Berry Monkey.
Whoa, look, it says it generally takes 3 to 4 hours to freeze water. How's that going to happen in between periods?
Because it's thin.
I think
it's
I've switched sides.
Shout out to Jorge on Twitter.
Oh, nice.
He has given us a couple updates on some big stories.
Ooh.
Okay, what we got?
Brooks Koepka has commented on the parking cone incident.
Who
yes.
cares?
Oh, I personally,
oh, I care.
I'm invested.
This is the most interesting story going right now.
Yeah.
Who brought in the cone?
Yeah, that's good.
He says on the viral clip of him with the traffic cone yelling at Panthers defenseman Aaron Ekblad.
Mm-hmm.
This golf writer says Panthers goalie. He's not. He's a defenseman.
What is going on, writer?
There you go.
Quote, I did not bring the cone. What? He gave up a bad goal. It was a bad pass in the third. I'm a diehard Panthers fan, and he gave up a bad goal. We also have found out, this is from Mike Stevens of the Hockey News.
Mm.
Aaron Ekblad says he does not know Brooks Koepka, who brought a pylon to the Panthers game last week and criticized Ekblad's play. Quote, we're not buddies. So my theory is wrong. It's just that Brooks Koepka hates Aaron Ekblad.
Can I just say this?
He hates his ass.
Minus
Can
one.
I just say this?
Ekblad!
Under no circumstances am I calling somebody or a friend of mine doing his job a bum.
Minus
like,
one.
Like, how could you ever think they were friends?
I don't know. I just figured professional sportsmen. I figured that was going to be.
Oh, so you think that Draymond Green and was Dylan
Brooks?
Brooks are hanging out.
Nah, they're in the same sport. That's different. It would be like Draymond Green going to, I don't know, going to an Angels game and be like, Mike Trout, no rings.
My question is, why are they all wearing matching outfits?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't have that answer, JFig. Huh. I only have the
Where's
answers.
Where's the picture?
We need answers.
I have a video.
We need answers.
Well, unfortunately, the guy who you when answer the questions doesn't talk.
Hmm.
Ekblad!
Hmm.
Anyway, sorry you lost your challenge, though, dude.
And let's also mention that there's probably some alcohol involved.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
He says, hold on, I got another quote from him. He said He gave up a bad goal, I think, midway through the third. I just felt like if they didn't win that game, they weren't going to make the playoffs. I'm a dedicated fan, man. He also stated that he was, quote, hydrated that night.
There you go.
Look, you know what? Brooks Koepka is a good fan.
I'm starting to think now that when we went to Vegas, we were so hydrated that we didn't realize that wasn't a real mariachi band following us.
Oh, dude, what?
Have you ever seen How I Met Your Mother?
Yes.
The day at Shadowbox was not mariachi band night.
Oh, okay.
Was there a mariachi band in that show?
No.
You know what? There was a band following them around the entire arena, and it turns out it was just substances that had them thinking that way.
Oh, wow. Right. You're showing Leroy the video?
Leroy the video, yeah.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
And they all got matching sweatsuits.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
So many more questions then.
You can't be insulting a hockey player while wearing matching...
Like they're Russians.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure if he's allowed to put that there.
Oh, it's there.
What a cone. Like, where did he get the cone from then?
He didn't bring it, he said.
Yeah, he just found the cone.
I mean, maybe it doesn't look like your typical traffic cone.
Jesus.
It looks like a cone for wet floor.
He took it from the parking.
Maybe.
From the bathroom.
Do you think Brooks Koepka is going to be welcome back now, or do you think...
Hell no.
Why?
He's a paying customer.
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
I wonder if Brooks is this passionate about anything else. You think he's going to these games? And
Bryson DeChambeau.
You think he's yelling at?
That's the only other thing he's passionate about.
But like, you think he's like this with the Heat?
No.
No way.
No.
Just the Panthers.
No. I want to see him bring in a cone for that.
He's right though. I mean, like, look, that was a critical loss.
I would say this is that I don't know why. A little bit of that liquid courage makes you a better fan. Because people who normally don't cheer put a little alcohol in their system and they yell some of the most vulgar stuff you've ever heard in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like grandma shooting a bird, like a whole bunch of craziness.
Maybe what we need is Aaron Ekblad to go to the next LIV tour and just be shouting while Brooks Koepka's in his backswing.
They already have music playing.
During LIV?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing?
They play music. Yeah, they play music. Mm. They get to wear shorts.
I kind of dig that.
They get to wear shorts.
I like that. I like a looser atmosphere
It'll be interesting next week because 18 guys that play LIV qualify for the Masters.
Is Tiger playing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tiger's playing.
I'm in. How's he going to do?
Here's how Tiger has been playing since his injury. He has a good day on Thursday or Friday, and then he'll limp, and then he'll have a good day on Saturday or Sunday. But he can't stay healthy enough to play four good rounds.
Robbie says Ekblad's going to bring a beach ball to the Masters when Koepka hits it into the sand.
Yeah.
So he's going straight Happy Gilmore on him?
That's a point.
Damn you people, this is golf!
Point. I mean,
four.
Can I just tell you?
Witcher!
Some of his antics that they showed on the golf course and that Shooter was doing, it's not even real golf. Like, you could tell that guy can't golf a lick.
You know what the good part of it was, though? They had Happy Gilmore hitting it from, like, 40 yards away.
Right.
So, like, nobody could tell his comparison.
Right. Did you, is it Dix?
What about it?
Dix is doing?
No.
They're doing all these commercials with Chubbs.
I didn't even notice that. I haven't seen those yet.
Really? It's all in the hips.
I love that.
It's all in the
hips. Apollo Creed's back doing commercials?
Yeah, he does it. I think it's you know he went to my high school, right?
He did?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. Carl Weathers went to your high school?
Yeah. Dude, you'd be amazed. That little small school.
Did you guys play at the same time?
No.
I thought it was a fair question. Is that not a fair question?
He's going to kill me. Please tell me how old Carl Weathers is. Carl Weathers is 70 years old.
Hmm. No way. Yeah. Let me see. Carl Weathers' age.
He started Rocky at 72.
Jeez, he's 75.
70! I short chased in 5 years! Then we go to school together.
Yikes, that's a minus one.
Minus one.
Was there a statue of Apollo Creed when you went to high school?
For deception.
Get him.
Please don't leave.
Just the amount of sincerity in the question, too. Like, this wasn't a bit. This was a sincere question. It's so rough.
Did you see him at the reunion?
Carl Weathers is... hold on. Carl Weathers is older than my mom. And my dad. What are you doing?
Oh, no.
Dude, he's the same age as Coach Al. Right?
He's older.
He's older than Coach Al. Right.
Looks good for his age.
What an elf.
You asked me about, like, that's like me going to say,
that's such a stupid question.
Hey, did you guys go to school together? Like,
oh, man.
No, he filmed, Rocky was in 70, not 72. Rocky wasn't in 72. Rocky was in like 76, 77.
Still, that's ridiculous.
No, but what I'm thinking.
He's a grown-ass man in that movie.
Right. Right, he was all swollen up.
It's a terrible.
I was just getting out of diapers. Right? And you asked me.
He didn't used to play football, though, right?
Huh?
Didn't he used to play football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a long time ago.
A long time ago.
Jeez.
He was stopping Zonk.
No, he's. Oh, well, let me see. Yeah, barely. He's
right around the same age as Zonk.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Dude, he's 10 years older than Joe Rose. And you asked him if we if we went to high school together. What are we doing?
He's here praying that the clock is somehow right.
It just keeps it frozen. It won't move.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Are you done? Because I'm really, when we look back on this show,
who else is that ends? Leroy Zayt, huh?
When it ends, would right?
You,
we're gonna go back. Remember that day we mailed it in? Yeah, that's the day. That
today we did not mail it in, dude. Really? We did not mail it in. We did science. We did experiments. All right, let's do this. Okay, I got some football. You want some football? Here's Sean McVay. This is Sean McVay commenting on Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You didn't get that, did you? Huh?
I think I may have, but I was not. I was so not prepared.
What?
He's in The Mandalorian.
No, I got it. I'm ready.
No, Chubbs.
I know.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's.
And he looks old in Mandalorian.
He does. I always forget he's a Mandalorian, though. I got to get back into Baby Yoda. Do you have it now, Marcos?
Yes.
All right. Sean McVay was asked about Jalen Ramsey joining up with his buddy Mike McDaniel and the Miami Dolphins. This was Sean McVay.
They'll be great. You know, it's funny, when I talked to Jalen after he had spoken with Mike, Jalen said, you know, Mike told me that he'll be the best head coach that he ever played for, and I said he might be that, but he'll definitely be the weirdest, that's for sure. Mike's the best, though. You know, Mike and I were spending some time yesterday. I think they'll vibe really well, because you talk about two guys that are refreshingly secure in who they are. They've both got a swagger, a confidence, a passion for this game, and I know Jalen's excited. I know Mike's really excited about being able to add him, and even Coach Fangio. I talked to Coach Fangio about him, and you know, there'll be some comfort and familiarity with a lot of the different things that Coach Fangio will ask him to do, and I have no doubt that he's going to shine real bright in Miami.
I feel like Fangio is still calling Sean McVay a whippersnapper.
Nope. Dude, what world do you live in?
What?
Nobody calls it. Old people don't use that word, that phrase anymore.
The old love con.
When is the last time you heard somebody say whippersnapper? And it wasn't on TV.
He'll be back. The old love attention. What? Because the old love chest, especially in the park.
That's like stereotyping, right? So all the old people in Meisner Park sitting on the park benches playing chess.
The old hate running it back.
You don't think that Vic Fangio has ever referred to Sean McVay as a whippersnapper?
No.
I think he has.
I'm more than sure. I've said this to...
What about Snot-Nosed Punk?
I know. I've said this...
Oh, for sure.
Wait. I said this to a kid that carded me at Publix, right? I said, first of all, I'm not showing you my ID. I have nose hairs that are older than you.
Oh,
jeez. Right? And I said, you show me a person that has this much gray on their chin and is underage, and we'll talk.
Whippersnapper, according to Google, is a young and experienced person considered to be presumptuous or overconfident.
Oh, yeah. Nothing more I hate than a whippersnapper.
I bet Fang, when Fang saw that a 30-year-old got that head coaching gig before he did, he definitely called him a whippersnapper.
No, he had already been fired.
No, he was not
back then. In Denver.
Yeah, but he didn't get the Denver job back then. Like, okay. Sean McVay's been the Rams coach for a while now.
Yeah.
Like 6 years.
All right.
Fangs was like, I'm a lifer. That whippersnapper gets the job.
That's what they call you up in Palm Beach?
What?
Whippersnapper. Because that's where, you know.
The old love Palm Beach.
That's true.
They do, dude. It's like, as soon as you say you are leaving Broward County, the median age goes up 15 years.
What about Boca?
Oh.
They love Boca.
The old love Boca.
And they love, you know what? The Ogana? Old love Boca and Botox. All in that center right there.
RVA Richie wants to know, what's in that Celsius?
Oh, no, dude.
Guess we'll never know. We never got one.
We never know. We never got one. That's
or
right.
How many Celsius.
I really do feel like since I cheaped out on getting everybody Celsius, the show's gone very in an angry direction against me, and I don't appreciate it.
Really?
Yeah.
You accused Leroy of being like 100 years old.
That's right. True. You did. You did just say he was older than his parents.
You said I was lying about the Zamboni. You think they just shaved the ice and evened it out. And the ice is only like a 3/4 inch thick. So when a blade digs and scratches that ice, how do you think they make it smooth? Just scratch it down till it gets smooth?
Yeah.
No.
No, you idiot. Because here's the problem. How are you going to know when the whole thing's smooth?
Well, I know that now thanks to John.
No, how are you? If you had to shave the ice, how would you know the whole rink is smooth?
I just figured that's the
balance. No, you fill it up with water and that's how you smooth it out.
You were questioning John.
No, I wasn't questioning John. Yeah, the only thing I asked him is if he ever made the show.
Really? You know what? That's...
What?
Even when you're not trying to be an idiot, you're an idiot.
What do you mean?
You ask a guy, have you ever made the show? Really?
Like, that's right? Not an appropriate question to ask.
Right? That's like asking the high school vendor, you ever think about making a career out of this?
Dude, how many Zamboni drivers do you think there are in South Florida? There's like 4 ice dens down here.
Right.
So, like, yeah, I would think when the Panthers, when the opening for Zamboni driver at FLA Live Arena opens up, I would have thought it was the same guy.
Well, what about the one Zamboni guy that ended up being goalie?
I should ask John if he was ever a goalie.
Right. Did you ever play? But no, like, sometimes what you think of the world is baffling that you're a grown-ass man and believe these things.
Thank you.
No, that's not a compliment, dude. I'm trying to figure out. Like, see, you're the kind of person that would sing the wrong words to songs like I was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
And
that
you just
now.
go on your merry way, right? Cause like, okay.
Speaking of, music fans, Three Doors Down is coming to Meisner Park in Boca.
Give us a little bit.
I'm here without you, baby. Everyone, baby, Aquaman.
Okay.
Aquaman?
Yeah. We got your chance.
Why would you make that song Aquaman? You don't even like Aquaman.
I hate Aquaman, the worst superhero. We've got your chance to get tickets to see Three Doors Down. All you have to do is go to the contest page at WQAM.com and enter, and you can be going to see Three Doors Down. It's a Live Nation show. Those tickets courtesy of Live Nation. Go to LiveNation.com for more great concerts. We had to delay Rats off a ship because we got into a giant Zamboni debate. Ergo, we will do Rats off a ship next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
All right. Time to get your floaties on. Get to our favorite Wednesday game.
Rats off a ship.
Got to
rats off a ship.
Got diverted last hour because of a heated Zamboni debate. Wasn't expecting that. What's wrong?
I didn't expect a Zamboni expert to come in.
Me neither.
The fly that hit your forehead is right there.
Oh, it's coming back.
Get him, Leroy. Get him, Leroy.
On the microphone stand.
Careful though.
Jesus, he's gonna break something.
Oh boy,
he is gonna break something.
Oh boy,
that guy's still nervous behind
I
you.
Really
huh, Tobin?
Hold on.
Wait. Don't do it yet. Don't. Hold on.
Man, that was so close.
Damn it.
Nope. It's
okay.
Fly into the line.
Okay.
Oh.
It's attempting to sing to the fly now.
I tried to snag him.
If only that camera moved.
That camera didn't follow you at the perfect time.
I know, right?
Right. Zeus eats flies. Does he really?
Oh my goodness.
I can see that.
Why is there a fly in here?
Outside. Here's what he goes. I'm like,
tries to bite it?
You're too slow.
What do we got today for Rats Off a Ship, J-Fig?
I tell you what. Everything on that TV looks good because I'm hungry.
Stop looking at the TV.
Thanks to the terrible choices I made before work.
Chips.
No.
Number one really should be, why would you get breakfast at a seafood joint? But
it said breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
No. There's a reason why you didn't like it. Number one, Lamar Jackson being traded to the Patriots.
I can see it happening.
So you're not rats off a ship.
No, I can see it happening. Why? I mean, look. Bill Belichick is good at this one thing. When everybody thinks all these players or situations will be difficult, he brings them to an organization that has stability and it works out. Nobody in New England had a problem with Randy Moss. Nobody in New England, well, was AB okay when he was there or did he start?
He was fine. But no, when did he go? How many games did he? No, because he only played two games.
But that was after all of his. Okay. So, but you see
some don't work out. Like
some don't work out.
Ocho Cinco didn't work out there.
No. But
the thing is, though, I wouldn't say the reason this is I'm rats off a ship on this happening because I think they should do it. Honestly, if I was the Patriots, I would do it. But the reason I'm rats, I don't feel like they ever make the splash when the guy's in his prime. Usually it's like
they're definitely not going to do it if they have questions.
Usually it happens when it's like, oh, the guy's a little down. Somebody doesn't believe in him.
We can get him cheap.
Yeah. Them giving a haul up for a star is not what they typically do. If I was the Patriots, I would do it. But right. I don't. That's why I'm rats off a ship on it happening.
Yeah.
But I'm also kind of hoping it doesn't happen. I'm a little scared of him.
I could see where you come from with that. I just think, if your two choices are Lamar Jackson and give up a couple of first rounders, which you suck at anyway.
Fair point.
Or keep, what's his name?
McCorkle.
And keep McCorkle as your quarterback.
Bum.
Right? What are you selling there? Bum. You have to go back to that 25 years line again.
That's true.
There's going to be more questions.
Yep.
I'm not rats off a ship. I think these are the kind of moves when nobody thinks the Patriots will do something that they end up with the guy, right? So I'm not going to be rats off a ship on it. I don't see it happening. I just think that they don't have the supporting cast to be able to do it, you know, as far as how they operate.
Sorry. Fixing the video stream.
You know what I love?
What?
It's gonna get mad.
As long as we've been doing this show,
yes.
Since this has all been our come to Jesus moment on today's show, we learned about Zambonis.
Great show.
You're a jackass. But back to this. It's hard to be commenting on something that we've talked about, and I'm looking at you, and you're talking to Marcos, going. It's hard to concentrate on what I have to say.
I understand. You were saying great stuff, but nobody could hear it on the video.
Why?
Because whichever one of you brought us back,
it was
you
me.
Muted the board and you kept you on. So it was reversed, so they couldn't hear. We got to have the board unmuted. Now it's fixed.
Sorry, guys. With whoever it was, I was on a different screen.
It was the ghost of Carl Weathers.
What are you shopping?
Are you shopping?
Pay attention, Adele.
She's on shopping websites.
Yes.
I'm not shopping.
I hate
online shopping, number one, okay?
Really? Yeah, this is shopping or supplies. I can only buy really shoes.
I'm going to stop doing graphics for the show.
Yeah, how
dare you? No one appreciates it.
Flashing out.
I have to appreciate it. You included me in your little reindeer games.
That's true. You will be doing some graphic posing later.
Anyway.
Yes.
It already happened.
You rats off a ship on the Patriots?
I'm not rats off a ship. Oh, I kind of see this happening.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Makes me nervous. What about you, Marcos?
I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Because he's going to stay in Baltimore.
Oh.
Boom.
Wow. I
heard it here first.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know either. I'm just throwing
Seems
stuff.
Like that bridge is burned.
I know.
What's number two, J-Fig?
Wearing the number zero Ooh. In football. Is that cool?
Rats off a ship on it being cool in football.
Oh,
I like it in basketball.
Rats off a ship.
I think wearing zero in basketball is cool. You know, like Russell Westbrook looks cool. Gilbert Arenas looks cool. I don't know if somebody in football is going to look cool. I know Calvin Ridley, he came out immediately. He said he's going to zero once they made that legal yesterday.
Wow.
But, I don't know. I don't know how I like it. You like
can
it?
Can I just say?
You get it, though.
Nah.
This fly is annoying the hell out of everybody.
I just don't know how he got to this floor.
How did he? He probably followed the food up.
I know that, I know Javon Holland yesterday, he was like, oh, it goes hard.
Yeah.
But he didn't let everybody know that he's not changing his number, which you can't change your number. You're the snowman. That's you got to be eight.
Is he going to be the snowball? He switched to zero?
No,
the snowball isn't as menacing as the snowman.
Man.
So there needs to be a weight limit on this.
Yes,
because
no
weight limit on the number.
We don't need no fat number sixes again.
Yep. Well,
Because all you got to do is cut the top half off, and he's a zero.
Defensive player of the month.
Yeah. Is he back with the team?
I don't think he's signed yet.
Scored a touchdown last year.
He did.
Yes.
Who saw that coming?
Zach Sealer. Yeah. Knocking it loose, and big man catching it up. We got to tell you what. Better take care of Zach Sealer. Better take care of Christian Wilkins.
For sure.
Sealer it on up.
He doesn't need a co-signer, Marcos.
Oh, man, it's a good.
You make it worse.
Do you think it looks cool? Do you think zero looks cool?
If it's on, like, you can't do it. You can't put six on Ingram or zero on Ingram.
So you got to be a wide receiver.
Ingram need to go ahead on and get two numbers.
What's the biggest position that can wear it? Linebacker?
You got to be like Micah Parsons, though. You got to be, like, fit.
Yes, you can't be portly.
Mm. Van Ginkle wouldn't look good in a zero.
No.
He looks good, just not in a zero.
I would say DBs, wide receivers.
Running back?
Maybe running back. If you do running back, you got to do linebackers.
Quarterback?
Quarterback. You know what number Bernie wore in college?
20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
19 in the league because they wouldn't let him wear 20.
That's stupid.
That is stupid. Though.
I know it's the rules. So you rats off a ship on a Lacool or not rats off a ship?
I'm rats off a ship. Why is everybody getting so excited about an additional number? Right.
Like, J-Fay, what about you?
I'm rats off a ship.
Wow.
Rats off a ship.
What about you, Marcos?
I think it looks cool. I'm not rats off a ship.
All right.
But for certain people.
Oh, I don't think it looks cool.
Marcos?
Yep.
None personal.
I can't wear zero.
Oh, no.
Heard. Just making sure.
Number three.
Two numbers.
Yeah.
Believing in Vic Fangio that he isn't grumpy.
Do we have this claim from Mike McDaniel? I don't know.
I don't know. By all testaments, you know, some people have. There's been some reputation as Vic has gone through his career that he might be grumpy or something. I don't know. All I know is in our office, he's the most cheerful, happy-go-lucky guy there. So it's been a great off-season experience that I'm excited to build upon.
Leroy!
You not buying it?
When you have to try that hard to tell somebody of the personality of somebody else, like, come on.
You think Vic Fangio is, like, starting the office, like, fantasy baseball league? Because I don't see that happening.
He probably still calls it a rotisserie league. Right? No, I just think, listen, there's certain things, just because you've been around a while, that annoy you, and with coaches especially. And so from that standpoint, some players are going to view him as a curmudgeon because of the mistakes they make and how annoyed he is by those mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's very few coaches who are just angry all the time. I mean, they've said about Nick Saban.
That's true.
When he was in Cleveland, but early.
And was he?
Dude, no lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, so we have, like, so say the coach would be up here when we meet, and the offense would sit up front, and the defense would sit in the back. And then when Bill got done talking, they closed the little divider, and then the defense would meet in the offense. At least three times a day, we'd have to go over there and say, Nick, look.
Like, calm down.
Calm down, right. And their defense was ranked top five every year he was there, but he's still, you know. And
so quit they asking.
They didn't complain about him.
Who was more mean, him or Cam Cameron?
But Cam Cameron was a wide receiver coach. So you're already yelling at divas, right? Which, like, you know what I mean? It's just like it's a weird thing.
The Leroy Horde coaching tree is very impressive.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. I had, let's start with my quarterback is the head coach at Michigan now, Jim Harbaugh.
Yep.
Actually, a guy I played on the team with is the athletic director. I've known him his whole life, since he was 10. Then Cam Cameron.
Yep.
Les Miles was offensive line coach.
Loves the grass.
Gary Moeller.
Actual grass, not weed.
Gary Moeller.
I was very confused for a second.
Gary Moeller was the he was an offensive coordinator, a quarterback's coach in Cincinnati. He was the head coach. Who else? Then to get to Cleveland. Oof, Cleveland, they had stud. They had stud.
We don't have time for the whole thing, though.
No.
Yeah. But it was but it's impressive.
I got to tell you, today.
I have to find out if Jay Figgs rats off a ship or not.
Is it on paper?
Ooh, that's a good call.
Hmm?
Is it on paper?
On paper, Leroy has a lot of famous coaches.
No.
Whether or not he's grumpy?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I'm rats off a ship.
Marcos?
Rats off a ship.
I'm also rats off a ship.
You believe he's a grump?
I do believe he's grumpy.
He's not a grump.
The older grumpy.
Rats off a ship.
Back up to
well, us. At least he's younger than
Carwell. Carwell is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.